And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
During the summer months, we like to bring back a feature story that was particularly well received by our listeners. It's part of our Summer Encore series. This week, we look back to an interview from March of 2016 with well-known Woodside financial investor Kim Fisher. Seems like one of Mr. Fisher's passions is the history of Kings Mountain. Hear now that interview. What sparked your interest in Kings Mountain history?
When I was a kid in San Mateo and hitchhiking was widely common, it took me no time at all to get rides out into the countryside, and I would hitchhike up onto Kings Mountain, take off into the woods, get lost, and I started finding incredible things out in the woods in ways that I couldn't explain, and history helped me explain them. Everything from bottles to remnants of buildings to weird pieces of metal. And I did not understand at the time that I had more resources available to study that more seriously than then, but I kept having, if you will, the romance and mystery of what all these things were out in the middle of nowhere that captured my attention.
Now, was that the catalyst that actually led you to move to Kings Mountain later on?
When I was a kid, I just loved everything about Kings Mountain. I loved just being out in the woods there. There's no part about it that I didn't love.
Now, you said that you actually lived on the mountain for 40 years, I believe.
A little over. My first place, I found a trapper's cabin, an abandoned trapper's cabin in 1968 that had not been entered since the 1930s, or at least that's what would appear to be the case when I went into it and found the remaining newspapers from the day. And I fixed up the cabin and used it for a good period of time, which was, of course, not mine to do. But then I permanently moved there in 72 and was there for over 40 years permanently.
Well, since you have become the de facto Kings Mountain historian, tell me, how did Kings Mountain get its name?
Kings Mountain is named after Frank and Honoré King, who had a hotel, the Kings Mountain Brow, B-R-O-W, house that sat at the northwest intersection of Tunitas Creek, Kings Mountain Road, and Skyline Boulevard, looking off toward the coast, and it was a popular destination spot for Stanford-y type people to go and weekend. And Frank King ran the bar, Honoré King did the cooking, and then their children helped around the place, and the place is named after the King family.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Before that, it was called Summit Springs, and there was actually a little civilization immediately to the east of Skyline, just below their place, which was included the Summit Springs Hotel and a livery stable, the Summit Springs School, and eventually the Summit Springs name, which is on the earliest maps, disappears and is replaced by the name Kings Mountain.
Now, since you are the historian of Kings Mountain, in your studies, what would you say are some of the most memorable events associated with the mountain historically?
You can go on and on about that one, but there's more than 35 pre-1920 steam-era lumber mills that operated on the mountain, most of them on the west side. There's the presence of the Borden and Hatch Mills, which is, in its later incarnation, Rufus Hatch's son, Alvin Hatch, after which Hatch Schools in Half Moon Bay are named, and longest original member of the County Planning Commission and longest running ever member of the County Board of Supervisors. But his mill was up in Prisma Canyon that operated until 1920. There's the worst aviation tragedy in San Francisco Airport's history, DC-6 crashing on the way in from originally Australia, stopping in Hawaii, that happened in October 1953, just very close to what's today Kings Mountain Elementary School. And so many more things, including in 1875, the last grizzly bear in the county being killed by a guy named John Harkins in, again, Prisma Canyon.
Amazing. After all of these years of finding all of this information, is there any source? Is there a book, a website? Is there, if a person is listening to this interview and they're saying, oh, I find this so fascinating and I realize that this has to be the tip of the iceberg, is there a place a person can go to immerse himself in more of that history?
Oh, I am sure that if you just simply go to the bookstore in Half Moon Bay, assuming that that bookstore still exists, or you go online and look up Kings Mountain History, there's, but you know that series that has a little book on every little town and every little hamlet, and it's a picture book? There's one of those for Kings Mountain that's written by a woman whose name I have forgotten at this moment in time, but she works for the newspaper down there and cites a lot of my stuff and a lot of my archival collection and what have you. And then there's also, of course, the legendary book Sawmills in the Redwoods by Frank Stanger, who was the original county historian, and it covers a fair amount of it. It's not a book on the history, but those are the two main and easiest sources for your average listener.
When you were a young man and you roamed the mountain and you experienced that almost mystical, magical experience of finding things and exploring, and that's the beauty of youth, and it's too bad that we don't have that for our young people anymore, especially those that grow up in urban areas. There's no place to go and explore and do the same things you did. But that having been said, when we focus on today, what would you say are some of the things that Kings Mountain offers the nature and hiking enthusiast?
Well, it depends what that person would be interested in, but there's still a bountiful amount of beauty. Today you've got the various Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District preserves that allowed for trails in Prisma Canyon itself, which is readily accessible to people from Half Moon Bay on the west side. In an easy hiking range, you can get up into the no-name gulch area that has an abundance of uncut old redwoods, I mean, large diameter, you know, 6 to 12-foot diameter redwoods that were poor quality timber trees, so they were never cut in the logging days, but are still spectacular to look at. And, of course, panoramic views. And still, in fact, and this just is a fact, if you were to get Sawmills in the Redwoods and you see where he, Frank Stanger, marked a lot of the mill sites, most of his markings were relatively accurate. And with some of them, including a couple in Prisma Canyon, if you go out there, you'll still find remnant metal sitting around from the old days. Smokestack, for example, from the mill that Alvin Hatch had that ended in 1920 is still sitting out there very close, I mean, 40 feet from where the head rig and the mill operated.
It's too bad we don't have more time, but as we wrap things up, I want to ask you, having lived on Kings Mountain for 40 years, what would you say was your most memorable moment when you look back on those years?
I don't know. There's so many. It's hard to say. In some ways, one of my last ones was because I found the remnants of a human, I found a human skeleton very shortly before I moved.
I hope that wasn't the reason that you left the mountaintop.
No.
I know.
I was going over one last mill site away that I remembered that I hadn't gone before, hoping I'd find something, and just stumbled upon it.
So I'm sure that there are many, many more exciting things waiting the people that...
I could go on and on about exciting things in my lifetime in the woods in Kings Mountain. It's a magical place.
So definitely if people have the time and they want to get out and experience the redwoods and get some fresh air and explore and experience things, then Kings Mountain is a place to go. Well, listen, Ken, thank you so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. If you come upon any other tidbits or things that you think would be of interest, be sure and let us know. We'd love to share that with our listeners.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You have heard just one of the many interesting feature stories of the week that are available for your listening on demand at our website. Click on Show Podcast and on the drop-down menu, select a year and then select Feature Story of the Week, and you will see a list of feature story topics. Check out one that we called The Neighborhood Astronaut from February of 2010. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. As always, thanks for listening. And speaking of things past, How about a trip back to the summer of 1981? Not a problem when you step into the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Coming right up on your hometown community station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hello, I'm Susan Ackerman, and I live down on the South Coast, and I come to Granola's, have coffee with my friends, have their incredibly delicious quiche, and have their gluten-free pastries.
Every morning I know when I hear the rooster crow, that it's time, that it's Java drinking time. Up and out of those beds, you sleepy little heads, waking up, breaking up, pour some Java in the cup. So I'm out of that bed with a cock-a-doodle-doo, with a cup in my hand and a foot in my shoe. It's a wonderful thing what the Java can do. It can do, it can do, it can do. Gotta drink it real straight if you wanna percolate. Drink it right, never light, gotta have a little bite. But the Java's no fun if you gotta drink and run, cause you're late for the date. Seems you always make him wait. Do, 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 do. Java drinking time is here.
Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.